So, as you had mentioned in your introduction, OER stands for Open Educational Resources, which on its face seems like a fairly straightforward topic, but let's, I think, unpack that a little bit. First, what do we mean by open? So open in this case is referring to not only like the open availability of the resource online, but that resource being free of most copyright restrictions as well, meaning you as a researcher or students or whomever can share those works, can repurpose them, can tailor them to your coursework, et cetera. So OER are really powerful for a couple of different reasons in higher education. The first is the issue of affordability. As we all know, the cost of higher education is growing rather rapidly and is indeed becoming a severe barrier to many who would otherwise join. So while that's obviously a very complex problem with many different facets, one of the few areas that faculty can directly control related to the cost of higher education is the textbooks that they assign in their courses. And so OER are an option for faculty to require free textbooks of their students and reduce costs that way. The second thing we should care about in higher education, I think, is that OER allow for new types of pedagogical practices because they're free of most copyright restrictions. So, for example, and perhaps I should clarify that an OER can be anything from like a fully ready-to-go off-the-shelf textbook that's been written by a faculty member, peer-reviewed by faculty, etc., and can be used freely in your class, or it can be kind of cobbled together resources that you find online. But one of the things that these open resources allow for is for you as the faculty, again, to better tailor course materials to the specific courses that you're teaching, and then, as I think we may talk about later, engaging students in the actual creation and production of these educational materials as well. So OER are really important from an affordability perspective, but also for the new types of pedagogy that they enable.